Chapter 7. When Jesus finished saying this, he looked around at the large crowd and said to them, "You've now heard what I taught before I ascended to my Father. Therefore, anyone who remembers these teachings of mine and obeys them, I'll raise that person up on the last day." When Jesus had said this, he could tell some of them were surprised and wondered what he intended for the law of Moses, since they didn't understand what he meant that old things had come to an end and all things had become new. And he explained to them, "Don't be surprised I said that old things had come to an end and everything had become new. I assure you, the law that was given to Moses is now completed. I am the one who gave the law, and I am the one who covenanted with my people, Israel. Therefore, the law is now completed by my coming to conclude the law. Therefore, it now ends. I haven't destroyed what the prophets foretold, since anything not yet accomplished by me will all happen, I promise you. When I said old things have ended, I didn't mean that those prophecies yet to happen won't occur, because there are still covenants I've made with my people that aren't yet fulfilled. But the law given to Moses ends with me. I am the law and the light. Look to me and endure to the end, and you will live. Indeed, I'll give eternal life to all who endure to the end. I've given you the commandments. Therefore, keep my commandments. They're what the law and the teachings of the prophets intended, because they truthfully pointed to me." When Jesus said that, he said to the 12 he had chosen, "You are my disciples, and you are a light to this people, who are a remnant of Joseph's family. This is your inherited land. The Father has given it to you. And the Father has never commanded me to tell that to your fellow Israelites at Jerusalem, nor has the Father ever commanded me to tell them about the other tribes of the house of Israel the Father led away from the land. But the Father did command me to tell them this: I have other sheep that aren't part of this fold. I will visit them, and they will also hear my voice, and I will make all my sheep into one fold, following one shepherd." Now, because of stubbornness and unbelief, they didn't understand what I said. Therefore, the Father commanded me not to say anything else about this subject to them. But truly, I tell you, the Father has commanded me, and I'm telling it to you, that you were separated away from them because of their iniquity. Therefore, it's because of their iniquity that they don't know about you. Moreover, and I'm telling you this truth, the Father has separated other tribes away from them, and it's because of their iniquity that they don't know about them. Now I tell you truthfully that you are the ones I spoke of when I said, 'I have other sheep that aren't part of this fold. I will visit them, and they will also hear my voice. Then I will make all my sheep into one fold, following one shepherd.' And they didn't understand me, since they thought I was talking about the Gentiles. They didn't understand that the Gentiles were to be converted through their preaching. And they didn't understand me when I said that they would hear my voice. And they didn't understand me that the Gentiles wouldn't hear my voice at this time, and that I wouldn't reveal myself to them except by the Holy Ghost. But you've both heard my voice and seen me, and you are my sheep, and you are included with those the Father has given to me. And again, I testify to you, I have other sheep that don't live in this land, nor in the land of Jerusalem, nor in any of the areas where I went to minister. The ones I'm speaking about are those who haven't heard my voice yet, and I haven't revealed myself to them either. But I've received a commandment from the Father to go to them, that they're to hear my voice and be included among my sheep, so there can be one fold following one shepherd. Therefore, I will go in order to reveal myself to them. And I command you to write these words when I leave, so that if my people at Jerusalem, those who saw me and were with me during my ministry, if they don't ask the Father in my name to learn about you by the Holy Ghost, and about the other lost tribes also, then what you will write will be protected until they will be given to the Gentiles. Then through the fullness of the Gentiles, a remnant of their descendants can be recovered from those scattered across the earth because of their unbelief. They will learn to know me, their Redeemer. Then I'll gather them in from the four quarters of the earth, and I'll keep the covenant the Father has made to all the people of the house of Israel. The Gentiles will be blessed because of their belief in me, through and as a result of the Holy Ghost, which testifies to them of me and of the Father. The Father says, because of their belief in me, and because of your unbelief, O house of Israel, in the latter days the truth will come to the Gentiles, so that the fullness of these things will be revealed to them. But woe, says the Father, to the unbelieving Gentiles, because despite having come to this land and scattering my people who are part of the house of Israel, and my people of the house of Israel will have been banished from their society and been trampled underfoot by them. But because of the Father's mercy to the Gentiles, and also the Father's judgments imposed on my people of the house of Israel, I promise you that after all this, including that I will cause my people of the house of Israel to be driven, afflicted, killed, and banished from their society, and to be hated, mocked, and ridiculed by them, the Father commands me to tell you, at the time when the Gentiles sin against my gospel and reject the fullness of my gospel and are filled with pride to their very center above all nations, more proud of themselves than anyone on earth, and are full of all kinds of lying, deceit, mischief, all kinds of hypocrisy, murder, priestcraft, whoredoms, and secret abominations. If they do all these things and reject the fullness of my gospel, says the Father, I'll take the fullness of my gospel away from them. Then I'll return to the covenant I made with my people of the house of Israel, and I'll bring them my gospel. And I'll show you, O house of Israel, that the Gentiles no longer have power over you. But I'll keep my covenant with you, O house of Israel, and you'll understand the fullness of my gospel. But if the Gentiles repent and return to me, says the Father, they'll be included with my people of the house of Israel, and I won't let my people who are part of the house of Israel go among them and trample them down, says the Father. But if they won't return to me and obey my voice, I'll let my people, O house of Israel, go through them and trample them down. They'll be like salt that's become useless, which is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by my people, O house of Israel. In truth, I tell you, the Father has commanded me to give this people this land as their inheritance. And then the prophet Isaiah's words will be fulfilled, which say, your watchmen will raise their voice. With a chorus together they'll sing, for they'll see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Announce with joy, sing together, you abandoned places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has shown his power before the eyes of all the nations, and everywhere to the end of the earth will see the salvation of God.